Oh my goodness, K-State Nation. Everything that played out in Stillwater did play out. I've already checked out on this season. Coming back with a post-game reaction edition. Coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri, in just a minute. Welcome back, K-State Nation, to another reaction edition. Ooh. From Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, all things K-State athletics. Eddie Greer coming to you on this Sunday morning, November 16th, 2025. Thank you for tuning into the latest reaction edition to the podcast, K-State Nation. All I got to say is what? Two more games left. Two more games left of 2025 disappointing K-State football season. It's the first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much again for tuning in to this episode. Again, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. Yes, I figured it, and I'm going to be up front. Did not watch this game until fourth quarter, sitting outside in Waldo. I did an afternoon run yesterday. Changed things up a little bit. On my end, at least running schedule wise, anyways, changed things up a little bit, spiced things up a little bit. So I decided to wait till just after lunch hour to run right there. I did not see any, or listen to any of this game to the fourth quarter of the game, and I'm glad I did not watch any of this game. let's say that there, folks. Even that last possession. Oklahoma State driving down there, deep into K-State territory. Oh, yeah. By the way, yeah, K-State did win, like we all thought they would, in ugly-ass fashion, as we projected on this podcast as well. 14-6. Let me say that again. 14-6 against the worst team in the league, probably the worst team in the nation, in Oklahoma State Cowboys. I'm going to start with the last possession, and obviously there is huge news coming out of this, which the hits just keep coming. It just sounds like me lately. The just hits just keep coming for K-State there offensively. We'll get into that here in a little bit. But yeah, I was watching there. Shout out to Luz and Waldo, KC. We're there after wrapping up a little 3.5 run yesterday. Driving out of field, I mean, me and a fellow runner I run with usually says they're gonna score. They're gonna score a touchdown, and then I'm gonna say they're gonna tie the game. They're gonna go down here, tie this game, and go for two and make it. It's just what it is. It's just luck right now, right? The case is, yeah. Case is, bigger picture, yeah. We won the football game. Just listening to, at least so far. Three-mall. I'm gonna get the gold power cat here momentarily, probably later on tonight. Obviously, I'm going with my action right now. Yeah, I'm glad I didn't watch this game. This would have been miserable. This would have been a waste of time. To be honest, hey, I'm just speaking from the heart and mind. This would have been a waste of time. So, and then, yeah, K-State, like playing down to your competition. Did I not say that in the pregame? I told. Micah has been spot on. What? It's been spot on lately. And usually, if my gut reaction tells me this is going to happen, it usually happens 80% of the time. I know I'm just throwing numbers out there, but usually, if I feel something's going to happen, unfold like it's on the fold, it's going to usually unfold. And it's just with this vacated football team. How do you win by 8 points? Can you be smash the hell out of Oklahoma State, and I don't understand. And I probably add to this disappointment. Yeah, Matt Wells awful. I'm even more disappointed. I put maybe too much stock in Matt Wells. Yeah, I'll take the blame for that. Yep, I've said it all year long on the show. I'll take full blame for the cut because in the summer again, like I should have just waited, just like the basketball teams. I mean, we don't know because we haven't seen them any these guys play or girls play before. You gotta wait to at least 2 months, at least for the rest of the year, to find out if we got some or not. And that's still gonna be the case. We're still gonna wait it out, right? Despite your high flying offense with the K-State men's basketball team. Despite the struggles, the up and downs of the K-State women's basketball team, which, oh, by the way, I'm recording this a couple hours away from K-State women's basketball trying to bounce back. And you're going to have to do that against a tough Texas A&M team in Brema's this afternoon at 1 o'clock. We'll have a postcast of that. We'll record that tomorrow on the show, per usual. If you're new to this podcast, yeah, we record after we do news story. We do important news stories, of course, but also we try to cover every K-State athletic event, whether that is football right now, men's women's basketball throughout the week, women's volleyball. Recorded that last night. Man, oh man, stunner right there. Not the way that the volleyball team lost, yeah, but the way that he lost. Very surprising there. And women's soccer, and of course other sports as well. So you continue to close in on the 2025 calendar year. It's crazy, man. And this is the football team is definitely top of the list. Biggest disappointment of the year, by far. And we're gonna get our ass beat next week as well. We already mailed it in. I've already checked out. And yeah, in fact, I'm sitting here telling you, did not watch the game. That tells you something right there. I had no interest in watching the game because, again, my gut feeling was it's going to be an ugly ass game. And it was an ugly ass game. 14-6. And then listen to Cole Manbeck just dart out numbers of how bad Oklahoma State is. And you only beat this team by 8 points. You should be just damn ashamed of yourselves. There. I mean, yes, we're winning NFL, college games, NBA games. It's hard, yeah, I understand that. But, again, it goes by to what I said in recording of the ending last night, which the volleyball team will get that out either more likely tomorrow. We recorded a whole lot here in the last several weeks there as well. So we got you covered here on this podcast. But as I said in the end of that postcast last night of the 13-ranked KU loss, that you got to go down and beat, and this is women's volleyball. Women's volleyball is playing Houston on Wednesday, this upcoming Wednesday, right? You're talking about, you got to go down and beat it. Yeah, you lost to a free opponent. Yeah, KU's talented. I understand that. But Houston, right? Proofs of the pudding. Look at the record. Record's terrible, right? You got to go in there, handle your business. Do not play to your competition. Don't do it. This KU football team, and I circle right back again. I'm sorry I got to do this. But circle right back around to when the dam broke against Houston last fall. On the road, terrible-ass team. You lose to them anyway. You play down there, competition in the rain. You have this sucky-ass offense. The defense doing what it's supposed to be doing. And, yeah, the defense forced 5 turnovers yesterday there as well, but I thought seriously we're gonna get scored on, and they're gonna go and convert a 2-point conversion. Luckily, Oklahoma State was even worse, shot themselves in the foot, holding late. But it's mind blowing there. You cannot play to your competition. We see this every week in the college football landscape. Teams, we saw some good matches yesterday, but. Man, some of these, and you get these games that you play down your competition, and then boom, that you let this team hang around some more. We've seen this over every single year. That team comes about to bite you in the ass. It almost did yesterday there. Just, I don't know, but Oklahoma State, Zane Flores, we'll start there. Threw for over 200 yards yesterday. 2 picks. Again, 5 K-State. Fortunate enough to get 5 turnovers because it looked like, yeah, Oklahoma State, they were going to drive down the field. I said it even before the game that K-State defense is still prone to giving up big plays. And somehow Oklahoma State was in K-State territory more times than not. But either shot themselves in the foot or turned the ball over. Yeah, pretty fortunate lead still able to win. I told you where things happen. Every time K-State goes down there, I don't know. K-State just, I don't know. They're thinking about something else. Something. This is Purple Project Podcast Reaction Edition. K-State 14, Worst team in the Big 12, Oklahoma State 6. Eddie Greer. We're watching your podcast, All Things Cajun Sports. I'm talking about Oklahoma State there as well. But we play right down in competition there. It's not good. It's just not good. Yeah, Avery Johnson's numbers. And again, from what I listened to there, Avery Johnson was pissed off at himself, as he should. I mean, again, I'm going to give myself credit again. I have been hard on Avery Johnson. Was hard going into the season. At least up until this point, I let off the gas a little bit up until right now on the show. So, yeah, Avery's got to take responsibility. He did. Yeah, he only threw for 177 yards. A touchdown, an interception. Joe Jackson saw pay dirt. Touchdown, 14 carries, 69 yards. Jace Brown. This is the big one here, folks. Did not find us out until early this morning. Listen to 3-Mall. John Kurtz, Coleman Beck, Derek Young, D.Y. Derek Young. Jace Brown did catch, for the first score of the game for K-State was a touchdown to Jace Brown. 3 catches, 82 yards, and a score there. Before I get to Jace Brown real quick, this team was trailing 6-0. Yeah, Oklahoma State didn't score no more, but we're trailing. We're getting shut out by the worst team in the league. That don't tell you something, then I don't know what is there. Yeah, I'm frustrated with Wildcats. I'm frustrated with Falcons. And again, I had the same attitude. And funny enough, I'm not trying to turn this into Falcons podcast, but funny enough, I had the same gut feeling today, for whatever reason, about this Falcons team, because I had a feeling that we're going to lose the game. And Coach Raheem Morris, he gone. It's time clean house over there. That organization ain't learned nothing. And you probably could say the same thing for K-State, too. Coach Stadden ain't learned nothing. What you do in the bye week? To lay an egg 14 points to the worst team in the league and probably the worst team in college football. Y'all gotta be shaming yourselves there as well. Jace Brown, out for the season. This is one of another hit for K-State, for this K-State offense, right? Going into the game, Dylan Edwards, we already put a book into that saga, right? Hit the transfer portal, injured, hit the transfer portal, and Jace Brown. Jace Brown, done for the season after injury in the first quarter. Season over. Let me see if I can click on this right here. Yeah, done for this season there. Let me see here. What was it? Looking down here. I'm sorry there. Yeah, Chris Kleiman said in the post game it didn't look good. Yeah, it don't look good. There. Let me see here. Pain doesn't say what. Yeah, he was in a. Yeah, there we go. So he was in a sling. Yeah, he was in a sling. And, your number one receiver, done for the year. Your talented running back, back in that trailer portal yet again. Avery Johnson, not playing up to his full standards and all that other stuff like that. Offensive lineman shaky. And this is a long-ass laundry list of stuff there. But it's deep for this offense there as well. As they only muster up 14 points against the worst team in the league yesterday there as well. Yeah, we're trailing by 6. And then, of course, K-State scored that touchdown there. And then nobody scored in the third quarter. And then the only score in the fourth quarter with a Joe Jackson touchdown run. And then Oklahoma State was driving. They were driving. They were driving less than 2 minutes to go. I'm like, oh, my goodness. They're going to score. And then they're going to convert to 2 points. Luckily for K-State, that didn't happen because, again, Oklahoma State spent all afternoon shooting themselves in the foot. This is Pro Watcher Podcast, All Things K-State Sports. Eddie Greer, the third here. K-State 14, Oklahoma 6. K-State, by the way, one more win away from bowl eligibility. But I'm ready for this season to be wrapped up, sealed up, put away in the cabinet, get in the off season. Because this is bad. This is turning. Good teams supposed to hammer bad teams. And obviously, this K-State team is not a good team. I'm sorry. It is what it is. I'm sorry. Woo! I sound like John Kurtz right now. 5-5 and 4-3 in the conference now, K-State is. Yeah, so Utah, we're probably going to get beat bad, pretty bad, because, look, Oklahoma State, you only score 14 points, and if Oklahoma State was driving that much in your territory, that means good teams going to score on you. And Utah, this makes matters worse. Utah, K-State's next opponent, has not lost a conference, a home game, and they beat the brakes off people at home. Like, what was the number? 30%? What was it? 30 points a game at home? Ooh. Damn. So, yeah. Just what I told somebody here before I hopped on here on the show here about something else. Like, the fireworks going to come off tomorrow. Well, the fireworks going to come next week there. Utah going to bring it to K-State there next week there as well. But, yeah, I'm just befuddled. This is no excuse. This is no excuse for it. You came off of a bye. You're supposed to be ready to play. How many times have I said that over the years of this show? I have no idea what's going on in the bye week. A Pro Boxer Podcast, all things K-State Sports, iTunes, Spotify, where you get your podcast there. I'm not finished yet. We're kind of breathing a little bit. We're wrapping this up because I'm not going to take too terribly long. But anyways, iTunes, Spotify, where you get your podcast there. Podbean app. I'll get that revive this week, and Alex Aiden will be back this week. Get that popcorn out ready, baby. Podbean, download the Podbean app, Greer 3 Ace Podcast. Once again, that is Greer 3 Ace Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, number 3 E-D-D-I-D, Possible Podcast. Again, that's G-R-I-E-R, number 3 E-D-D-I-D, Possible Podcast, and more bonus coverage over there. I'll get that revive this week, and of course, Alex will be joining me on Wednesday night there. Woo! Cannot wait to see what he thinks of his entire season as well. And of course, make sure you tell the Pro Bunch of Podcast to other K-State fans about this podcast. K-State escaped Stillwater with an 8-point win yesterday, 14-6. This reaction edition of the Pro Bunch of Podcast, all things K-State sports, Eddie Gray III. What are we doing? And yeah, I'm going to, again, shout out to the defense for doing what it could. 5 turnovers, picking off Flores twice, getting another 3 turnovers somewhere in that mix. So shout out to the defense. I know it wasn't pretty. It got real scary at the end there again. But shout out to the defense there for doing its part to preserve any kind of normalcy. Excuse me, there with a win, coming out of there with a win. But this is bad. Well, let me see here. Let me stay on the defense real quick. Des Purnell. 6 tackles yesterday. Gunnar Maldonado and Zayshon Rich had 4. And Fortenberry on a stat sheet here. Let me see here. Amarion Fortenberry. He's on a stat sheet. So he's in the top 5 along with Jordan Allen. But again, the big thing is here, bye week. You had 2 weeks to prepare for the worst team in the league. I'm sorry, Oklahoma State, but I'm not sorry. But again, it's the numbers are right there in front of us there. If you're not ready to play, what are we doing here? I don't know. Yeah, I'm ready to see if the host of the show doesn't even watch the football game until the fourth quarter. Something's wrong, and I'm just being honest. I'll be honest there. Did not see any of this game. Of course, I get the alerts on my phone about this, who scores in these games, whether that's women's basketball or football. But yeah, I'm sitting here like, what the hell is going on here? 6-0 Oklahoma State. You come on, Bobby. You're not ready to play. Coaching staff too soft. I don't know what to tell you guys. I really don't. Other than the fact that, yeah, I mean, winning anything is tough. But, hey, man, when you got a bad team playing uninspired football, I'm trying to find the right words there. Yeah, put them down. Yeah, you got to put them down. Yeah, you got to put your throat down. Do what is necessary. Make a statement. Only K-State did that. They did not do that yesterday. They let Oklahoma State hang around pretty much the entire game. And it was a Oklahoma State penalties that killed what could have been a forced overtime situation. That's what Gut was telling me right there as well. So as far as I know, I got nothing else to tell you there. But yes, we did win the game. Yes, I'm happy about that. But the way that we won the game, I just don't know. I'm ready for this season to be wrapped up in the books, folks. We got two more games of this, and then, well, K-State, as I said, needs two wins to get bowl eligible. Well, they need one more now. They ain't gonna get it next week, unless something in the air captures Utah or something like that. But yeah, it's like my expectations gone. I checked out on the Falcons. I checked out on the Wildcat football team. It's crazy, crazy. Going to Stillwater, barely beat a bad team, 1-8. And this team, again, which remind everybody again, they're winless going into this game. Or winless in the conference play, anyways. They're fortunate enough to even have a win there in the books for them. But, man, I just, again, a long-ass laundry list of things that I've said it for weeks now. Everybody has said it. So it's gonna be interesting offseason. But again, K-State still has they can still get the bowl eligibility. Yes, against Colorado more than likely, unless they play like what they did yesterday. But they'll be at home. But if they play like they did there, I don't know. You can't get away with that. College football, you can't get away with bad play. You just can't do it. You just cannot. So, big news. Yeah, Chase Brown lost for the year. Only two games left anyway. So, you know what? It is what it is. Austin Romain, you got two. And the way that Coach Klein is going about his business, these press conferences, is another podcast for another day there as well. So, yeah, K-State's offensively dropping like they're important players dropping like flies. Romain wasn't in there. Let's remind people again, for those who tuning in first time, Austin Romain out for the year. He was ruled out for the year early on in the week. So there's that on the defensive side of the ball. But coming out of this game yesterday, it's the Stillwater, Chase Brown done for the season. So, that's how this thing's been going. for KC football, for high expectations. And yeah, pretty much you're not going to live up to them. And there's going to be a lot of questions. Yeah, no question. There's just going to be a lot of questions about your fastball, meaning football for K-State football, because product you're putting on the field right now, you're just barely getting by. You barely got by. It's Oklahoma State, a team that you should have beaten. What was that line again? I saw it before. I saw the tick. I got the notification when the game started. I think K-State, prior to CBS Sports Network, CBS Sports was favored by 20 points, or a 3-score favorite. You didn't even cover that. Oh boy, it's gonna be interesting offseason there as well. But yeah, it's close to staff soft. I ain't going down any more the rabbit hole than I've already had with that. So already called them out on that. So, but hey, the big picture, I guess, we won a football game yesterday. K-State Wildcats, 14. They win. Oh, by the way, yes, they do win in Stillwater first time since 2017 there. The Brian Pringle game that I talked about in the pregame. If you missed out on that, go download the pregame before listening to this episode. But yeah, that's all I got for this reaction edition. Next up, buckle up, baby. We're going to Utah, baby. It's going to get ugly. It's going to get ugly, folks. For a project podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast now. Once again, Freedom Bubble Daily. We're just record Kansas State content. Again, as I'm sitting there recording this right now, a couple hours out from Jeff Mitty's team, head coach of the women's basketball team, looking to bounce back after a crushing defeat at home against South Dakota on Thursday afternoon. To do that, they're going to have to bounce back and play a pretty decent SEC team in Texas A&M. So once again, Coach Mitty got chance for this afternoon. We'll see. We'll have the postcast of that tomorrow. I'll record it tomorrow morning and might slide it in there. But we got you covered here every single day, including the holidays and the weekends as well, baby. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. K-State 14, Oklahoma State 6. And now K-State's overall record, shifts to 5-5, 4-3 in the Big 12 Conference now with two games to play in this frustrating 2025 season. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Make sure you do go ahead and, oh yeah, don't forget, if you have a moment, please, 4 or 5 stars preferably. Doesn't help us out. We wanted to focus more on you guys. K-State Nation, fine. Hold on. That did not come out right. We want to let all K-State Nation know about this podcast. We'll roll with that there as well as we wrap up this reaction edition of the podcast, folks. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another K-State reaction edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. We'll be talking to y'all heading in to the new week. Go Cats.